It's 10 minutes before 5, and you're listening to All Things Considered on MPBN Radio. Good evening, I'm Nora Flaherty. A new film that explores the lives of turn-of-the-20th-century Mainers through photography airs tonight and Saturday on MPBN Television. In The Maine Frontier, through the lens of Isaac Simpson, filmmaker and musician Sumner McCain tells the story of Isaac Walton Simpson. He was a mechanic, a blacksmith, a barber, a woodsman, and a photographer. And in this last capacity, he took thousands of glass plate photographs between about 1895 and 1910. He photographed farmers, loggers, construction crews, mill workers, and their bosses. He was also the father of 13 children. Some of Simpson's photographs have been destroyed, but many survive. The Maine Frontier tells Simpson's story and the stories of the people he photographed using those pictures, narration, and McCain's own original music. I spoke with Sumner McCain about the film, and I began by asking him how he came to find out about Isaac Walton Simpson's story in the first place.
A few years ago, I created a film called In the Blood, and an acquaintance of the band that I was playing with at the time heard about my film, and that it was about turn-of-the-century lumbermen and logging camps in Maine. And she just mentioned briefly, you know, I think my grandfather used to photograph in logging camps in northern Maine. And I said, no kidding. Any chance the photographs are still around, the negatives of the glass plates? And she directed me to a cousin of hers, I think he's a cousin, who emailed me a few photos and eventually emailed me 2,000 photos. But after the first few, I was just completely intrigued because his subjects were really interesting to me, because at the time I was thinking of doing a film on the Western frontier about a native Mainer who moved out west and became an outlaw and a sheriff and had quite an extraordinary story. So when I saw these first few pictures, Isaac's photos really resembled the American West as far as I could see, but it was right here at home. So the story became that much more fascinating to me.
So, yeah, you mentioned the frontier, and you talk a lot about that in the film, the idea that northern Maine is like the frontier and is the last frontier in the Northeast at this time. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you mean by that. How is this a unique area at this time?
Well, a lot of northern Mainers were heading west at this time, and a lot of Mainers heading west, you know, to seek their fortune and build a life on the frontier. But at the same time, there were a handful of, you know, a number of immigrants that were going to northern Maine to work in the woods and to work in the mills or constructing the mills and to work on farms. But in Isaac's subjects, you see this resiliency and the fortitude and this sort of pioneering spirit in the faces and in the surroundings and the environment of his subjects, which looks to me identical to the homesteaders in the West with their shacks and shanties, and Isaac's photographs of shanties and woods camps and, you know, their inhabitants are really, really similar to the American West at the turn of the century or in the mid-19th century.
One of the things that I found totally fascinating about this film was the kind of photography that he did, the technology that people were using then for photography. I would think as a filmmaker that would have been really intriguing for you.
Yeah, it was. As opposed to everybody having a phone or a camera now taking photos of absolutely everything, the photographic process would take up to 40 minutes in some cases. And when he was doing most of his work, he was using what's called dry plate negatives, where he would insert a negative, a glass plate, into the back of his camera and expose the plate for light, and then have to process the negative pretty much immediately after he shot the photograph. So that whole process where one photograph is so meaningful that it takes so much time and there's so many people involved with, you know, for the portrait is pretty extraordinary, just considering how we view photography today.
And he traveled around a lot taking photos, so he was hauling these glass plates with him, right?
Yeah, in the summer, Isaac would travel around on a buckboard with his horse with boxes of glass plate negatives and all his camera equipment and his tools, his blacksmithing tools, and later on his mechanics tools. So he had a whole cartload of glass that, you know, along these old rutted roads in northern Maine that were very crude, But in the winter, he'd tow along a Portland cutter, which was basically a sleigh, or he'd ride in the Portland cutter, also being towed by horses. So the whole process from, you know, taking the photo up to 45 minutes of processing time and development time to traveling to his next stop, which could be miles and miles down the road on a horse, there had to be a tremendous love for the art.
I watched this film the other day, and there were a lot of things about it that kind of struck me in terms of how people lived then and the things that they owned. Were there any specific things about life in this time and place that you found kind of stunning? For example, for me, I was kind of amazed by the fact that people were wearing knitted wool long underwear.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I think one of the most surprising, you know, doing my research on this time period in this part of Maine, just the living conditions. I mean, they essentially 60% of Isaac's subjects lived in a room, lived in a, you know, a shed or a shanty, and were just pioneering their way, trying to make a living with whatever means they had. So the living conditions considering, you know, what we have today, were just astounding, but that they persisted and they survived and they made a life for themselves and actually helped the whole area sustain because of the work they were doing.
Yeah, so who were these people that he was going around shooting?
Well, he shot families that were living in the woods that were, their sole purpose was to hew railroad ties for the Bangor and Aroostook Railroad that was laying track in the area, logging camps, mill workers. The Great Northern Paper Company was just building their mills. At the time he was shooting, it was the mill in East Millinocket. But he would shoot the workers. It was always workers, it seemed, like everyone living in the woods and mill workers. And as they were constructing the mills, there was actually a part of Millinocket that kind of grew up called Shack Hill. And it was really just, it was a bunch of shacks side by side. And he shot the families living in these shacks, and he shot the shacks. And he shot families living in the woods who were hewing last blocks, which were foot forms for making shoes. You don't really hear about those people. You know, you hear about logging camps and lumbering in Maine. But one thing that really surprised me were the families that were living in the woods solely to make last blocks. I mean, it's just, you know, a whole family, sometimes a couple families with a few workers here and there. Farmers, early farming equipment, absolutely every, his collection to me makes a perfect social photographic history of the region at the time, you know, at the turn of the century, because he didn't photograph one particular group. He actually photographed everybody and everything along his way.
Sumner McCain is a filmmaker and musician, and his documentary, The Maine Frontier, Through the Lens of Isaac Simpson, airs tonight at 9 and Saturday morning at 11 on MPBN television. Sumner, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you very much. My pleasure.